This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews of Canada. Today, Fellowship President Yael Eckstein explains the significance of the tabernacle.
In the Jewish faith, our places of worship from biblical times to today are more than just buildings or a place to gather. Their significance is in how they affect the hearts of people. From the tabernacle to the temple to today's synagogue, all enhance God's presence among the people by making them mindful of Him always. As the Israelites camped at Mount Sinai, God told them to build a place where He could dwell among them. In some Bible translations, it's called a sanctuary or a tabernacle. In Hebrew, the word is translated as mishkan, which means residence or a dwelling place, and it is where God's glory or shekhinah was present. The tabernacle was, in essence, a large movable tent. Located at the center of camp, the tabernacle was an unmistakable and powerful visual statement of God's presence among His people. During the day, His presence was visible as a pillar of cloud, and at night, a pillar of fire. When the cloud lifted, the people knew that they were to set out on their journey. But the tabernacle was more than just a dwelling place. The elaborate instructions for building all aspects of the tabernacle reflected God's authority and His holiness. Building the tabernacle required complete obedience. The people were reminded that they needed to come to God on His terms, not their own. And that is true for us, both Christians and Jews alike, today.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.